In this session, we'll walk through the ancient practice of Lectio Divina together. Lectio Divina is a way of praying through scripture a little bit at a time. This practice unfolds in four steps: reading or listening to a short passage. In Latin, that's Lectio. The second step is then meditating or ruminating on what you've just read or heard, especially something in the text that really grabs your attention. That's meditatio. The third part is prayer or communion with God, opening up to the Spirit about whatever it is that jumped out at you in the previous step. That's called oratio. And finally, there's contemplation or contemplatio, where we simply allow ourselves to be in the presence of God as a natural outflow of our prayers. This step doesn't always happen, and we only know it once it's passed, but nevertheless, we try and open ourselves to this gifted experience. So as we move through this discipline together, we will first hear the passage read aloud three times. While it could be any short reading, this scripture will come from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Once we've listened to the reading, I'll guide us through the remaining three stages of the practice. Now sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor, if possible. Breathe normally and prepare to receive the Spirit that already surrounds us in this space. Let's begin. He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence.
He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence.
He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. Review the text with your eyes and/or in your mind. What word or phrase keeps jumping out at you? Is there a repetition of something else that's drawing you into the reading? Whatever it is, let it capture you. Dwell on it. Let it speak to you, all of you. Let your complete self be engaged in the moment. Remember any idea or any notion from the text that seems to jump out at you, you seem to fixate on. Stay with that. Chew on it. Dwell on it. As you become more and more fixated, speak to God about this word or phrase, and then listen for a response. Place whatever's captivated you in the context of your life, and understand why you're drawn to this particular thing at this particular time. Open your heart and mind, knowing the intimacy you and the Spirit share in this moment. Whatever has jumped out at you, wrestle with this. Speak to God about it. Listen for God's response. Enter into a time of communion where you're experiencing God in a new way, but specifically around this particular thing that has jumped out at you from this text. continue on in this space. Don't be concerned with distractions like time, things to do, other responsibilities. Stay present with God and the text that has captivated you. Continue to breathe and just know the presence of God around you. Receive that same presence within. Now that the Lectio has concluded, actively think back again on your experience with God and Scripture. As you reflect, if there was a moment where you lost track of time and were completely immersed, as if engaged in a symphony or peering down from on top of a mountain, then you may have experienced just a few seconds of the stage of contemplation. As we've said before, it's not always attained because it's purely a gift from God. However, you'll know it when you experience it. This concludes this session.